This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Vesmianov was born in 1939 in a suburb of Moscow. He was the son of a high-ranking Soviet Army officer. He was educated in the elite schools inside the Soviet Union and became an expert in Indian culture and Indian languages. He had an outstanding career with Novosti, which was the, and still is, I should say, the press arm or the press agency of the Soviet Union. It turns out that this is also a front for the KGB. He escaped to the West in 1970 after becoming totally disgusted with the Soviet system, and he did this at great risk to his life. He certainly is one of the world's outstanding experts on the subject of Soviet propaganda and disinformation and active measures. Well, you spoke several times before about ideological subversion. That is a phrase that I'm afraid some Americans don't fully understand. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
Ideological subversion is the slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually, it's over-fulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization. The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption. Whether you eat junk food and get fat and flabby, doesn't matter anymore. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation, it's what matters is essentials: economy, foreign relations, defense systems. And you can see it quite clearly that in some areas, in such sensitive areas as defense and economy, the influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast. The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. You can see it in Central America now. And after crisis, with a violent change of power, structure, and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have uploaded the full video to band.video from Yuri Benzimov in 1984. I mean... No, I play that because I'm a Russian agent. No, I play that because it's right, and it's all happening before our eyes. And it's time to wake up.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state who oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrat Party has been the party of racism for almost 100 years now. And they're bringing it back. The Democrats are bringing racism back. Story in the New York Times, podcast coming from the New York Times. Nice white parents. And the entire podcast is about how white people and white parents have destroyed America's education system. Wow. Talk about just being openly racist. And again, folks, it's not even about race. But like, for example, you have Josh Hawley, who again today says, still waiting to hear back from the Smithsonian on the absurd and offensive chart that they released, basically saying, you saw the chart about white heritage and everything, and, you know, they won't tell you how that got there. Well, how did this racism get on the New York Times? Here's the thing, though. It's not even about race. I mean, you could sit here and make it about race, but if you're going to say that the Western education system is designed and made by white people, then you'd have to give them credit for the best education system on the planet until the left got in control of it and destroyed it. You can go look in any Democrat-run area, just like the violence, you have the degradation of education. Dilapidated schools, unmotivated teachers, that's all in Democrat-run cities. You go out to a conservative area, Republican area, and you look at their schools and their kids, you can make it about race if you want. It's not. It's about leadership and ideology, ladies and gentlemen. So, that's what's going on. Now, Andrew Torba is with us, of course, the creator of Gab, in competition with Twitter before it was trending, understood the censorship of Twitter was inevitable, so he created Gab.com, Dissenter.com. They also have Gab Trends to try to replace where Drudge has failed us. Andrew Torba is with us now. You know, Andrew, there's so much to talk about, the censorship, the attacks on our cities. What do you want to get into to start today?
This week. So I don't think people understand just how powerful and influential the search results are from Google. And, you know, there are numerous studies out there that show that it absolutely has an impact on election results. It sways votes. It sways public opinion. That video that you played before is really a great example of what is going on today with big tech, where they try to demoralize. They try to eliminate any source of alternative information like InfoWars, like Gab, like others. So, you know, on, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, I woke up and, you know, was running a search for Gab and noticed that even if you search for our website, the actual Gab.com, you search Gab.com and it would not appear. So, you know, I started searching some other sites too, like InfoWars, Breitbart, et cetera, and none of us appeared. So this story started breaking, and inevitably Josh Hawley and some others covered the story. Paul Joseph Watson covered it on Summit News, etc. And then all of a sudden, magically, you know, this quote-unquote glitch, as Google called it, just suddenly stopped happening. So, you know, it appears that we've surfaced a new blacklist here of pretty much every conservative and alt-media company and website on the planet that was just totally blacklisted for about 5 or 6 hours on Monday or Tuesday. And, you know, of course, Google referred to this as a glitch, but this is clearly an internal blacklist. There's a couple of articles with former Google engineers who claim that this is likely an internal blacklist, which it appears that's what it is, because, you know, CNN and others, you know, were still appearing in the search results. But Breitbart, Daily Caller, InfoWars, Gab, we were all totally blacklisted. You could actually search the exact domain and you wouldn't find the result. It was really something to see, and it's, you know, really scary.
And they claim they fixed it, but I don't believe that at all, because I went to search for the story about the Black Lives Matter supporter kneeling on that baby's neck, and then the teacher saying, "Lean in more, kill that baby," because it's white. And I know that Gateway Pundit covered it. I know that InfoWars had a story. I know that National File had a story. And I just plugged it into a search engine, and I assumed that it would pop up on Google because it's exactly their headline. I know they covered it. I put in their name. It didn't show up. It didn't even show up. I had to go right to their website to find it. Now, ironically enough, what did show up was you got a bunch of, you know, third party sites now that are just people making sites that just republish news, basically. And that all still showed up. So you can clearly tell we know this, but they've picked out specific URLs. They put them on a blacklist, and it's all done for political purposes, either run by China or run by the Democrat Party or both. And they've been caught red handed. And then they just say, "Oh, it's a technical error." Yeah, the technical error is you did it on purpose. Your technicians did it on purpose. Your technical error is you did it on purpose.
Right. Yeah, there's no error there. It's done with intent, and it's done to bury stories like that story that you mentioned and others from being surfaced, you know, because they know people are using Google to try and find these stories, and they make it next to near impossible to find not only the stories, but also the sites that cover those stories, like InfoWars, you know, like Gab. And what they do instead is they, you know, prop up the Wikipedia smear articles about Gab, about InfoWars, about Breitbart, about others, so that the only information that you can find is negative information, is smeared information. And then, you know, we go and try to, you know, edit that. We try to create some form of objectivity on those pages. And it's not even us, right? Our users will go and try and do this. And, you know, the pages are camped on by people who openly admit that they are Antifa, people who openly admit that they are communists, and they just sit on the page all day. They have the highest ranks in Wikipedia. They're Wikipedia admins, they're high-level editors, and that's all they do all day. They sit there all day and camp on the page and don't let anybody change anything to be anywhere near any level of objectivity. It has to be just totally smeared, the whole page. And, you know, that's one of the reasons right now that we're working on improving our search, because we want people to be able to discover this type of news. So with Gab Trends, we've been collecting millions and millions and millions of articles for the past year and a half. So we have so much data on news that we could help surface and help people discover that Google is just totally burying from sites like InfoWars, from sites like Breitbart, and from sites like Gab, where you're not going to find this information anywhere else, just because it's buried and it's hidden from view.
And we have to do a real investigation into Google, because I actually did a little digging into this last night. So still in China, Google's technically not allowed in China right now. The only search engine that's allowed in China is the official Chinese Communist state search engine. And so obviously, you know, the control that they have. And so what's been going on is, obviously, people have probably heard about Operation Dragonfly, which is Google trying to build an SEO that would work in China, but it wouldn't be Google. It would be called Dragonfly. But it seems to me that what Google is actually trying to do is just bring Google to China, and they're just showing China, "Hey, look, we can censor too. Hey, look, we know how to censor. Hey, we can do propaganda as good as anybody else. Just let us do Google there and forget about Dragonfly." Now, I'm not sure if that's because they don't want to rebrand themselves or if that's because Dragonfly has already been called out on the floor of Congress and they denied it, and so then they would just be caught in perjury again. But that's the investigation that needs to happen. What kind of communication is happening between the Chinese Communist and Sundar Pichai and Google? We know they've lied to Congress. We know they've lied under oath. But how much involvement do they have directly with China, and how much are they catering their search results for China?
Well, it's probably a lot. I mean, you see Google and Apple allowing apps like Zoom, allowing apps like TikTok to skyrocket to massive success on their app stores. And these are basically data mining apps for the communist Chinese government. So you're right. I think it almost seems like it's a sales pitch, but it's more nefarious than that, right? It's more so about the election. It's about controlling the flow of information and obviously retaining the power that they have over that flow of information and over the internet in general. So it does seem like a sales pitch, but I think it's more obvious than that. It's just about them retaining control.
And folks, they really just look at you like cattle, and so they don't give a damn about you. That's why they want to get into China, because there's 3 billion more cattle members they can rattle up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last year, we served over 3 trillion searches, and just as a fact, every single day, 15% of the searches Google sees, we have never seen them before. So this is working at scale, and, you know, we don't, you know, manually intervene on any particular search result.
Oh, that is called perjury. Jail. Arrest. Immediately.
He's a pretender, all right. You know, this is what's so frustrating. All I do is stand on the Capitol grounds with my mouth taped, and I spent 27 hours in a jail cell. That multi-millionaire, foreign operative, Chinese communist Wang sucker gets up there and commits perjury, and not a single law enforcement officer, not a single Department of Justice official even blinks their eyes. Pathetic. Pathetic. That right there, that's a crime. You get arrested. You get your hands cuffed. You get 27 hours overnight in a jail. You get full punishment of the law, but Sundar Pichai gets up there and colludes with the Chinese communists, lies under oath, censors people politically, and nothing. And nothing. I'm sick of this crap, man. All right, I'm sorry for yelling. I promised I wouldn't. I'm sorry. I really am. Excuse me. Let me take a deep breath. Andrew Torba is with us. And you just had Zach Voorhees report, and he's since not necessarily redacted it, but I think he's more onto something than he realizes. Google removing the custom search option where you can custom search by date. Now, apparently Google still has this, but you can't do it on all platforms. Now, I predict Google will remove this. And here's why. If you're somebody like me, and I'm sure, Andrew, you've probably done this before, whenever you're researching certain topics and certain news and information, you have to use the custom search bar to find certain things based on date is the key one. Because so much propaganda just gets stacked up and stacked up and stacked up on a story, you have to go back in time and remove all of that fat to find the original content. So, of course, Google would want to do that as kind of a time eraser. And I do predict, if they haven't fully done that yet, I do think they will do that in the near future, Andrew.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And again, this is one of the reasons why we're working so hard on improving our search results right now, specifically for this reason. So we want you to be able to go back in time, say, of, you know, June of 2019 and search the word Trump. What was being talked about with that specific keyword at that specific point in time? For research purposes, it is. It's crucial. And what they want to do is they want to bury the past, and they want to rewrite it, and they want to force their narratives about what happened and how it happened and when it happened and why it happened. So I wouldn't be surprised if they remove that either. And that's why they're making it more and more difficult to find information from sources that aren't CNN, from sources that aren't MSNBC, from sources that aren't, you know, communist-infested Wikipedia. This stuff is going to continue. Alex said it best 20 years ago, right? It's a war for your mind. It's an information war. And right now they're winning, but we can fight back, just like we're doing at Gab, just like you guys are doing at InfoWars. We have to refuse to give in and to submit to their will. And the only way we're going to do that is by building and by, you know, fighting back against these narratives and calling them out and exposing this stuff so that people know what's going on. Because most people, you know, you and I are in this day to day. So we see this stuff going on constantly, and we try to keep people informed on what's happening. But most normal people are going about their day and they don't know that this stuff's going on. And then they run a Google search and, you know, they just get fed this mush of propaganda, and they don't realize why or how it happened, because it really wasn't always like this. It just started getting this way really when Trump came along and started turning everything on its head. So I think it's going to continue, but, you know, there is hope and there is a way forward and a path forward. And that's by building, and that's by calling these people out and doing something about it. You know, you mentioned nothing is going on, you know, from Congress, nothing is going on from the DOJ. There's a great article in the American Conservative the other day that basically highlighted the money flow and the people flow, where people are going back and forth between Silicon Valley, D.C. and Beijing. So you have this conservative ink to big tech pipeline is the name of the article. And it just outlines how all of these people from conservative ink are working with big tech in certain ways, with lobbying, and then working with Beijing for companies like TikTok to defend the Chinese. As you know, we're talking about banning TikTok, which would be fantastic and a very smart idea. There's the article there. It's a great article. I recommend everybody check it out. And it basically highlights, you know, why is nothing being done? Why is Congress doing nothing about this? Why is the DOJ doing nothing about this? Well, it comes down to money. It comes down to money. You know, they're funneling people and they're funneling money back and forth between D.C., between Silicon Valley, and between Beijing. So until something is done about that, I don't think this is going to stop, and I don't think we're going to see any action out of Congress or any action out of the DOJ. And anything that we do see is really just kabuki theater. Nothing's really going to happen. We see these antitrust investigations and all this, and, you know, maybe Google will get a slap on the wrist, maybe a nice big fine, but it's not going to stop them from doing what they're doing. So, you know, until the money flow stops, you know, I don't think anything's really going to change on the government side of this. But in the free market, you know, people like us and people like you are doing something about it by just being an alternative voice and speaking some sanity to the madness.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I'm not going to, I guess I'll do a little teaser. I mean, I'm looking on starting up a new project, too, and just, like, not even doing savings anymore, just, like, hitting the gas, doubling down. Like, we need as many battleships in this war as possible. But I'll just stop right there. You know, but it's actually worse than that, Andrew, because I remember, it said to be back in March or April, and I was reading a story. It was similar to that, but it was about how in January, And you're aware of this, you just covered it, it was in the article, Apple and Google and Nike and some of these other companies, but Apple was the worst. I think it was like Apple sends like 57 people a day to and from China. And then it was like Google has a little less, and then Nike only had a couple. But the point is, these corporations that really work out of China, they just operate under the American flag, but really it's the Chinese flag that's controlling them. They stopped those executive flights in January. Now, why am I telling you this? Why is this significant? Folks, they knew about the COVID hoax coming. They knew. Right. They knew at Apple. They knew at Google. They knew at Nike. Why did they stop their flights? Why did they stop sending their executives before it all even came out? That needs to be investigated. I mean, so it's just, I mean, it's just a crime on top of crime on top of crime.
I think you nailed it, right? These are foreign entities that are operating as American corporations. Now, they may be American on paper, right? They may be a C corp in the United States of America, but they are more or less controlled by the communist Chinese. You look at Reddit, which just accepted hundreds of millions of dollars in investment dollars from Tencent. You know, these companies.
Oh, yeah. And then what happened? The Donald gets banned.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's the same thing that we're seeing with Twitter, you know, banning quote unquote QAnons. You know, it's gaslighting to ban patriots and to ban supporters of the president. That's all it is.
Here's what I'm going to do when we come back. This is so great. This conversation with Andrew Torba, and it just hit an electricity memory in my head that this is, folks, I'm going to break it all down what this really is when we come back. But, you know, all these leftists and liberals complaining about slave owners, I got news for you. The modern-day slave owners are at Apple and Nike. I'm going to break this down when we get back.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The crew here is just so spectacular. I mean, they're met with an impossible task every day, which is trying to be as quick on the computer as my mind is. And most of the time they have success. Now, I pretty much put an impossible task in front of them. There was an old article written, and I forget the author's name, and it talked about the truth of the Civil War, aside from the fake news at the time, coverage of it, making up things, oh, it's not about slavery, oh, it's not about this, oh, Robert E. Lee is this or that. And in a very succinct two-page story, he kind of lays it out all truthfully about why Robert E. Lee joined the Confederacy and why the Civil War was really fought. And how really, you say what you want about Robert E. Lee, that may be it, guys. Who's the article writer there? Do you know? Or that's
That's probably not even it, actually. That's from an official museum. Anyway, the point is, the author of the article points out how all this spin about the Civil War and why Lincoln was in it or all of this stuff, it's all BS. It was all about slavery at the end of the day. Yes, there were side issues, but really it was Democrats in the South didn't want you to take their property, their slaves. That's really what it came down to, folks. And it's highlighted so perfectly in this article. I wish I could remember who wrote it. It's okay if you don't find it, guys. But my point is this. Just like the Civil War was about Democrats not wanting to give up their slaves then, it's the exact same thing today. Now, it's not really fair to say it's the Democrats versus the Republicans. It's really more about large corporations, and they just happen to donate to the Democrats because the Democrats are the ones colluding with China more so than the Republicans. But just like it was Democrats in the South that fought to keep their slaves in the Civil War, that's exactly what's going on now, folks. It's just different. Here's what it is. All these major corporations have slave labor in China. Period. Period. Now, Republicans have gone along with this, too. But as far as the political workings are concerned, it's all being orchestrated by the Democrat Party. They're the ones voting for it. They're the ones fighting for it. So just like Democrats went to war with America to keep their slaves during the Civil War, they're doing it again. The only difference is their slaves are in China. So Apple and Nike and Google and all these huge corporations worth trillions of dollars, they know they have slave labor in China that keeps them rich. They know that Trump is trying to stop this from happening and going worldwide. So that's why all of these people are lined up against Trump like they were against Lincoln in the Civil War with the fake news and the Democrats. Because Lincoln said, these are free men. You don't get to own slaves. And then, again, there was all kinds of things stacked on top of it. Oh, it's for the Union. Oh, it's for this. Folks, let's be real. It was really mostly about slavery. It's the same thing today. It's the same thing today. Apple wants their Chinese slaves. Nike wants their Chinese slaves. Google wants their Chinese slaves. And they want that 3 billion herd of cattle as a money block to continue to get more rich and powerful. So that's what it is, folks. That's what this comes down to. At the end of the day, they all want their Chinese slaves. And that's why they're fighting like hell against America to keep their slaves. So just like Democrats in the Civil War fought to keep their slaves, the globalists are fighting to keep their slaves in China right now. Andrew Torba from Gab with me from one more segment. Would you like to respond to that, Andrew, or make any final statements here?
Yeah, well, and I think it's actually twofold, right? So they have actual slaves in China, like real people that are slaving away for next to nothing, and in some cases nothing, which is why these trillion-dollar companies exist in the first place. But then we're also slaves, right? We're also their slaves. We're their data slaves. You know, all of us that are using these big tech products, we are their product. We are giving them the information. We are making them billions of dollars. So, you know, that's how we can control the situation one person at a time here, is by waking up to that fact. The fact is that they are data mining all of us. We are their mind slaves as long as we continue to use these products. And that's one of the reasons why I deleted Gab's Twitter account. We weren't banned, or people thought we were banned. I deleted it personally because I didn't want to be a part of that matrix anymore. I didn't want my mind to be enslaved to Twitter's system anymore. So I opted out of that system. And that's why I'm only exclusively on Gab right now. So I think, you know, it's twofold, right? Again, we have real actual slaves that are their slave labor's force. But then in a way, we're also their slaves too. We're their data slaves. And until we wake up to that fact, you know, it's going to continue to happen. And they're
going to continue. But let's hone in on that, because some people might not understand this. The data that we're giving them is what they use to make money in marketing. And they say, oh, here's what people are looking at. Here's what people are interested in. Here's where people are traveling. And then they sell that data to these marketing research firms. So I just kind of want to crystallize that for people to understand. They take all this data and then they use it for marketing purposes and they make billions.
Right, exactly. So, you know, as you're using Facebook, as you're using Twitter, as you're using Google, they are tracking every click, everything you search, everything you type, everything you say through your microphone, right? Your camera roll, everything is being tracked. That data is then being used and sold to advertisers and to marketers and to big data firms, which is how Facebook and Twitter and Google make all of their money. So we are their product. Our information, what we're talking about, what we're sharing, all of these things go into this big data pool that they then turn around and sell access to and make billions of dollars on. So, you know, in a way, again, we are their slaves too. And the only way to stop that, we have control over it. That's the thing. We have control over it. There was a Pew study that came out saying 72% of Americans believe that social media companies hold too much power in politics. Well, 72% of people understand this, and most people understand that they're being tracked. Most people understand that they are the product being sold. Why do we continue to use these products? That's the big question here. Why do we continue to allow ourselves to be enslaved to these companies and to make these companies billions of dollars, which they then turn around and use against us and use against our country and use against our freedoms to destroy them and annihilate them and further enslave us, not just enslave our minds, but now enslave our bodies and enslave us as people in this country when they take over completely. Which is what we don't want to see happen. So the first step in preventing that from happening is to opt out of their matrix and to stop being mind slaves to these people and to stop making them money.
And, you know, here's the thing about Kanye West is he takes really deep intellectual thoughts from his mind and then just lays it out in a phrase. And so people can't get it. And maybe he just doesn't want to fully explain it or he can't put it into words. But when he said slavery is a choice, this is exactly what he's talking about. But
right.
To answer the question, you know, why do Americans do it? Well, it's so trendy. It's so trendy, right? I mean, the elites have been saying it forever. We will make Americans want to be slaves. Oh, I have to be on the Twitter. I have to be on this. I have to get that dopamine hit. So it's been designed. And the Facebook, one of the creators came out and said, yeah, we designed it to make it addictive so that you need it. And then you are desperate to be our slave.
Right, exactly. But what you'll find is that when you free yourself, you have less anxiety, you have less stress, you can focus more time on your family. I've been reading more, I've been writing more, I've been spending more time with my daughter and with my wife. These are the things that we should be doing with our time, and these are the things they don't want us doing with our time. They want us sitting there all day, you know, refreshing the feeds and checking our notifications and getting those dopamine hits and staying controlled. Because they feed us, they decide what information we're allowed to see and what we're not allowed to see, and who's allowed to have a voice and who isn't. So that's where they want you. They want you in this little box on Twitter, where they can control what information you have access to and who you're allowed to talk to and what you're allowed to say. That's where they want you. And when you break free from that mind prison and you come out into the real world or you go to, other sites like Gab, where you can speak freely without having to worry about these big tech tyrants deciding what you can say and what you can't, it's a whole new world. And you're free to think and you're free to do other things that you didn't have the ability to do when you were stuck in that mind prison.
Andrew Torba, dissenter.com, gab.com. Andrew, a pleasure as always. Thanks for joining us on the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have a news blitz and a couple phone calls when we come back.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, final segment for me here. Bishop Larry Gators is going to be taking over. Is he going to be taking over at right at 2, guys?
I knew.
Absolutely. So he's going to be breaking it down, a lot of the cultural stuff developing. People really loved the segment he had on the Alex Jones show. Was it a week or so? So we brought him back for the fourth hour. It's going to be can't miss. Harrison Smith filling in for me on the War Room. I'm going to probably pop in on the first segment or two just to make a couple statements. Let me just hit some of this news, folks, before we go to the calls. If you're not on the line yet, just don't bother calling. We've got three callers, guys. Just we'll get to those three, and that'll be it. Look at how big of a joke this is. And, you know, I like to get along with people, and I tend to forget that most people are weaklings and weak-minded and weak foundations. But I'm sorry, I just have to call it like it is. And, boy, Brad Parscale is really an embarrassment. I mean, this guy, this is sad, Brad. He puts this tweet up today. I talked to a police officer today. He said a child was shot and killed in Florida. The child had COVID. After blood testing, he was marked as a COVID death. If this is true, this madness must stop. Brad, paging Brad, earth to Brad. This has been going on for months, bro. And the news organization you claim to have never heard of, InfoWars, has been breaking this and fighting this for months. Now you know why You got fired as campaign manager. Should have happened months ago. I mean, seriously, dude, you don't know who InfoWars is, and you're the head of social media management for the Trump campaign. You're the campaign advisor, and you don't know they've been faking COVID deaths for months. Dude, what are you doing? What are you doing? But let's move on. Andrew Cuomo, you've never met a bigger criminal ever, I think, in a governor's role. The mass murder that he's guilty of, the total fraud. He says today there should be a national mask mandate. Hey, jerk, you were just in Georgia not wearing a mask. I'm going to stop before I start screaming. Andrew Cuomo belongs behind bars for the rest of his life. Okay? That's just for the murders that he committed. Who knows what kind of stuff he's involved in with these sex cults? You know Cuomo's in the nix of them cult. You know he's probably parading around with Epstein gals with his little nipple rings. Probably puts that, fake cotton tip with his brother up his own butt. Excuse me. That's just, that's the kind of guy he is. Sorry. I'm sorry. It's just, this is what these people are, folks. Now, check this out. Again, InfoWars, next month's news today. From the Minneapolis Star. Fired Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and wife charged with tax crimes. So, folks, we told you this guy was a crooked cop. He was involved with shady stuff. He was already involved with Floyd. Who knows what else was going on, if he was dealing drugs or taking cuts. He got caught with all this money not paying taxes. Folks, he was a dirty cop. He knew Floyd. There's something else going on here entirely. But forget about that. It's no big deal. Two Italian teens arrested for paying Bitcoin to livestream torture and murder of children on dark web. Wow. Joe Biden is being investigated for crimes in Ukraine. I know you know that, but, might as well just remind you. Joe Biden is now back on air talking about how he likes nurses breathing into his nostrils. Alan Dershowitz debates RFK on mandatory vaccines. This goes on and on. Remember that assault, that sexual assault that libtard filed against Tucker Carlson? It's already busted. It's already completely fallen apart. I mean, you people are pathetic. St. Louis prosecutor's office busted altering evidence in the McCloskey case. They literally got busted. It turns out the pistol that the woman was carrying was inoperable, and they knew it. And they literally went in. This is how O.J. Simpson got off, right? Oh, but I doubt that the McCloskeys get that same treatment in court. Unbelievable, man. When are Americans going to say we are sick and tired of this? Hey, you want some good news real quick before we come up? Because we are humans. We are pioneers. We are adventurers. Scientists prepare for year-long expedition to study mysterious blue hole in Florida. Hey, that's kind of cool. We talk about space all day long. We haven't even seen 98% of the ocean yet. So I think that's kind of cool. All right. Mandolin in Missouri. Mandolin in Missouri. Go ahead.
I would actually like to have a message to Donald Trump, if you don't mind. I've been trying to get a hold of our public health officials, and they keep directing me to, all these other people. So I'm a mother of two children, okay? And when I saw these Black Lives Matter people, I don't know if you saw the picture of it, but it was a little white boy, and it said BLM now, and that really frustrated me. So I just want to reach out to Donald Trump, and he needs to get all of this under control. He is the president of the United States. I don't care what else he's doing. He needs to open up this economy before it goes down to the ground, because I'm hearing all this stuff about 5G. You got 5Gs on these water towers now, and it's just, it blows my mind. And yes, I am very passionate about what I believe, just like you and Alex Jones. And, I listen to you guys every single day. And finally, I'm coming on here and speaking my mind. I've had enough.
Well, let me ask you this, Mandolin. Let me ask you this, and I'll be fair. This wasn't originally my theory. Actually, it was Michael Savage, that theorized this a month or two ago. But it's completely played out, and I didn't intentionally plan to take this call from you today. But Michael Savage has been doing this on this radio show, that mothers and conservative mothers that voted Trump are more concerned right now about President Trump than they ever have been. They're not living in safety. They're living in fear. They're worried about the economy. They're worried about the schools. Are you in that category of specifically American mothers, conservative women that are kind of worried about Trump?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Like, I feel it in my gut. Like, I feel sick every single day.
See, that's what it is. It's in the gut, isn't it?
That our country and all these stupid people that are going around and terrorizing people, you know what? Somebody's going to snap. I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's you or Alex Jones. I just feel you guys. I am the same exact way, and I don't mean to yell and get all upset. It's just...
I hear you, Mandolin. And here's the thing. It's not going to be us that snaps, and I'm glad you said that. What it's going to be is... It'll be like a James Hodgkinson who goes out and shoots up a Republican baseball practice, except it'll just be a psychopath who goes to one of these things with no political ideology, but just to go murder and cause chaos, and then they'll blame it on Trump. They'll blame it on it. They're setting it up, folks. They're setting us up. We're about to walk into a bear trap, but it's like the biggest bear trap ever, and it snaps you, and it cuts your legs off. So we better be aware of this, Mandolin. I know you are, and we are, but, I mean, it's time for America to realize this. Thanks for the call. Jeff in Canada, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call on. For lack of vision, the people perish. And right now, Trump has not got a good vision. He's doing this vaccine kabuki. And it's really discouraging people. He will blow himself up if he gets behind the mandatory vaccine initiative. What Trump needs to do is a power move of setting up a therapeutic commission and pull all these doctors, even from America and around the world, together, sit them down, and that's...
You know what, though? Let me just stop you right there, Jeff, because I just have to disagree with you. That's just playing into the COVID hoax further. He needs to just bring out a team that says it's a hoax. It's a hoax. That's what he needs to do. Bring out a team of doctors that say it's a hoax. And then show all the data. Show the numbers being rigged. Show the fake tests. Show the fake results. I mean, that's what this takes. I mean, here's what it is. You play with fire, you're going to get burned. And he's been playing with fire way too long.
Right now, though, I think if he would do something like that, it would prick the bubble of fear, it would pop the mask bubble, and it would support the economy. I think the whole kabuki is to try and support the economy. But here's my second point, what Trump needs to do. Not these teller rallies that he was doing. His rallies have been squashed, and he wants to hold a bully pulpit right now, but he can't do that because of the COVID. What he needs to do is have a White House barbecue once a week or twice a week, invite
But see, but Jeff, you just said it again. He can't do something because of the COVID. Why? Why? Why are we allowing COVID to dictate our lives?
I agree, but he's stuck in a bind right now. I think this is his way out. He could do...
Jeff, I wish I had more time. I'm sorry. We got 30 seconds, Jeff, and I got to let you go. But call back in tomorrow if we take calls. I really do apologize, Jeff. It's the same thing. Like, I see people saying, oh, well... Trump's wearing the mask now so that you can say you can go vote because you can wear a mask. Why? Why are we playing games with these people? Why are we swallowing fire? This is ridiculous. All right, folks, I'm signing off. Bishop Larry Gators takes over. I'm going to make a brief statement on the war room in an hour. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. You stay classy, InfoWars. Remember, Christmas in July sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.